This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session today. You're right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how we all win. When we all engage, when we all get involved, we win. Other than that, no, not going to work. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Can education be saved in this country? Now, I got close friends of mine that say, no way, no how, don't even bother. And yet I got other friends that will tell you, yeah, we can save it. I believe we can save it, but only under one condition. I believe we can save it when you guys decide, decide to get off your butts and actually elect people that will make a difference. Actually get out there and work on making sure you have the right people running for the right reasons, not because they have another office or they want to be in another office. I'm going to ask Dr. Carrie Ingram to join me after the break. She's an expert on school choice and education reform. Now, Arizona right now is leading the way with a sweeping, what they're calling, reimagining of K-12 education. Governor Doug Ducey, he signed universal school choice in the law by expanding the empowerment scholarship accounts. Now, all Arizona students now, a little over a million, but I don't know if the new governor will keep it. It's a question we'll have for her when she comes on. But there's a lot more to it than that. You know, I love how they think that it's so easy just to change these things, and it's really not. I'm not trying to be, you know, it's just not. If you really want to change this stuff, you're really going to have to take off the unions. I'm not saying that to be mean to the unions or anybody in it. There's a lot of good people. Look, guys, I'm not a union fan, but I'm not going to put the unions down as a whole. A lot of good people to work for the unions. A lot of good people in the unions. But they become so overpowering that, yeah, it's a problem. Big problem. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So, it's almost impossible to do it, realize it. But maybe the teachers need to start looking and taking their unions back, making sure they have the right local representation. You know what I mean? And otherwise, people. It's really funny. I hear people say, well, we have to, you know, we just have to vote the unions out and get rid of the unions. It doesn't work that way. Not that you can't do something about it. See, people think when a guy like me says it doesn't work that way, you'll never make it happen that way. They think that I'm giving up, compromising, giving in, or acquiescing to the unions. No, I'm not. Because my strategy, although it may sound like it at times, is not to be the bull of the China shop. That's not the goal here. My goal, frankly and honestly, is to make sure that you're getting, A, the best bang for your buck, for your tax dollar, that the teachers actually do the job they've been hired to do, that your kids are getting the quality education they should get. Because remember, the public school, other than the IRS, public school system is one of the only government systems that they don't care what the, when I say they don't care, it doesn't matter what the outcome is. It doesn't matter how good or bad your child does, and for whatever reason, you better go or else you could end up in jail. Right now, there's other forms, yeah, private school and yada, yada, yada. But the reality is, if you don't send your kid to school, if you don't educate your child, you usually do the, okay, how many parents can actually afford to send their kids to a private school? The majority of them can't. So you are dependent on that. And when you look at the failures in Los Angeles, in Chicago, and other places, and that these teachers keep, you know, beating the drum for more money, more money, more money. How about this? Better grades, better grades, better grades, better grades. Then we can talk more money. Right? Please? So, again, can we take it? I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I know what I do at my board. I know what we do in our area. Now, look, we've got an exceptional, or in the area I'm in, we have an exceptional district, and I'm not saying that because I'm on the board. We've got a bunch of teachers, love their kids, love to teach, got into the profession for all the right reasons. Okay? We also have a lot of teachers that are in it, you know, because it's going to be a great pension later. Here in California, they get about 85% of their salaries. Okay, when they retire. Wouldn't you love that? And listen, once you start getting up there in California, in the education world, you don't do poorly. Nancy Pelosi got mad today at a reporter for a question she asked the outgoing Democrat House leader. She asked, hey, will you commit to serving your full 2-year term for the people of San Francisco? Fair question. She said, what is this? And she had that disgusted look on her face. Don't bother me with a question like that. Really? Really? Okay. I said what I'm going to do. Those kinds of questions are such a waste of my time. Wow. Not aristocrat at all, is she? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. This is Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's the big thing. I always say it to you guys. You got to get the information you need. It's the only way you can really speak to. Look, you can't sit at a table at a restaurant with your buddies or whatever and have an informed conversation when you don't really have a clue as to what these issues are about and what's going to fix it. And a lot of people like to blame the unions. I was talking about this earlier. You know, you just want to pound the table, blame the unions, pound the table, blame everybody else but yourself. And my big push has always been the same thing. If you want good education, you need to make sure that you hire, when I say hire, vote for, make sure, and look what's happening across the country. Make sure you have good board of trustees in there that'll watch over your kids, make sure they're getting the right education, make sure the money's going to the right places. But very few people are really doing that. I say education can be saved, and I finally found somebody who agrees with me, or you could say I agree with her, Dr. Kerry Ingram. She's an expert on school choice and education. She's a director and fellow at the Discovery Institute's American Center for Transformation Education. And Dr. Ingram, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely, Joe. It's a delight to be here. Looking forward to the conversation.
Oh, listen, and that's what it's going to be. So first of all, let's hit it at the 80,000-foot view. You're talking about how Arizona's recent efforts to, you know, reform, you know, school reform. But let me ask you a little bit of a political question. I mean, do you think that will change with the new governor coming in?
You know, really interesting. I was in Arizona earlier this year as that bill was being pushed through, the legislation. And what we're seeing across the country is there's bipartisan support of voters for school choice.
Yep.
Now, in states that are blue, we're not seeing it at the state house. But let me just kind of dial back. So Arizona passed that. Hobbs attempted to get enough signatures to overturn it even before she was elected, and it failed miserably.
Oh, good. Good.
The lack of signatures she was able to get from voters, really, it just showed that this is not in Arizona an issue that's going to be overturned. Now, I would say if it was in another state and their political party was changing, you know, down the road, that could happen. But with Arizona, I met with the governor last month, spoke with him. I'm very confident that those voters are going to put that pressure, not just on that governor, but those that are elected in their chambers as well, to not let this be overturned. Now, it doesn't mean it won't happen, but it's not looking likely because her recent effort about 2 months ago, again, it was just all-out embarrassment. The numbers of people that she could get for signatures was so low. Absolutely shocked her.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, and I mean that sincerely, because even as a public education servant, if you would, I want parents to have a choice. I want them to be able to go to, you know, the schools they want to send their kids to school. And I actually think what it does with public schools, you know, I don't know if you're pro voucher. I am pro school choice all the way, and I think it forces the public schools to step up and do the right thing as well.
Absolutely. You know, you raise a good point there. Parents need to be able to choose. They can choose with government funding for other services. So look at food stamps. You know, that's government money put in the hands of citizens, and they're able to take it to a certain grocery store that they want. The government is not assigning them to a local store and saying, you can only go here. No matter if the food's out of stock or the food is, you know, post-dated or low quality. But that's what we're doing to our kids. We're exercising a model that hasn't changed in decades. You know, it's not entirely different than 175 years ago with Horace Mann's framework. But we're continuing to lock them into those schools and saying, you can't get out by all the efforts to shut down school choice vouchers, educational savings accounts, even charter schools, you name it. That hostility against telling parents, you know, you not are empowered. Parents can choose everything else about their child, you know, how they spend their time, their friends, their doctor, where the family lives. But education, one of the most important decisions a parent can make. Historically, our government has said, no, that's not a decision you can make. It's flat out wrong. You know, they are taxpayers. They are the customers.
You know, I always say it's the only, truly the only government agency that forces you to go to an institution that is failing. And, you know, we've got schools, you brought it up earlier, but at LAUSD in San Francisco, in Chicago, the schools are miserable. The kids are getting out without being able to read or write or do a whole bunch of things. And yet if you don't send your child to that school, you know, to your neighborhood school, if you would, you could end up in jail.
Yeah, let me just show you the contrasting in leadership between those cities you just mentioned and what Governor Doug Ducey did at the helm of Arizona. So as he's at term limit here, you know, so he's going to be out of office after eight just remarkable years. But as he launched his year eight at his state of state address, this quote is so powerful and it speaks exactly to what you were saying. Governor Ducey said in that address, 50-plus years ago, politicians stood in the schoolhouse door and wouldn't let minorities in. Today, union-backed politicians stand in the schoolhouse door and won't let minorities out. It's time we set the families free. And he meant business. He said, send me, as he launched that 8th session back in January. He said, let's expand school choice any way we can. And he told his legislators, you send me those bills, I will sign them. And I've just got to celebrate what he did. Coincidentally, it was just a few days after Independence Day where he made history. And he passed universal school choice in Arizona, granting it to all 1.1 million families. That educational freedom, you know, just 3 days after Independence Day, couldn't be more fitting. And when he signed that into law, he said those kids are set free. Parents are empowered. And you know what that does? It opens up the free market. And now parents can choose. They may want the public school. They may want to stay there. But as options come up with free markets, you always see innovation. And you also see that competitors, or the cream's going to rise to the top, you know, and families are going to choose those schools. And so while there'll be superior options, it's also putting pressure on the public schools to rise up. And families can take that $7,000 wherever they want to get the best education for their child. No child's unique. So there's not going to be this one-size-fits-all model that kids are stuck in any longer in Arizona.
Well, you know, here in California, the governor has put a moratorium on charter schools. And, you know, and actually trying to take control of those charter schools away from the local districts who had oversight. And I wish we would see the same kind of outrage that you're seeing in other places. Hey, we got to go for a commercial break. Jump us into your host. Don't go far. A lot more on this when we return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It'll be quite a hit for Mother Nature in the upper Midwest and Northeast tonight and tomorrow. Winter storm tracks across the country and from the coast. New York State stands to receive heavy rain, damaging winds, and even some snow from this storm system. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Our peak is going to be about 1 to 2 inches per hour Thursday night through Friday.
She says the state's prepared thousands of utility workers along with snowplows, salt and sand for the roads and other affected parts of the state. Russian officials being hit with a new round of sanctions from the U.S. One Russian oligarch is among those targeted. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described that person as, quote, a close associate of President Putin. Nearly two dozen Russian governors were also hit with sanctions. The Biden administration announcing today that starting today, you could order four more mail-in COVID-19 tests. Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Don't give your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I've had the pleasure of having Dr. Kerry Ingram on with me. She's an expert on school choice and educational reform. She's also a director and fellow at Discovery Institute's American Center for Transforming Education. And Dr. Kerry, thanks for being with me today. I really do appreciate your time with me.
You bet. Glad to be here.
So, you know, again, back to education here in this country. You know, take a little side trip with you real quick. I had a doctor from India came in, and we were talking. They were actually had moved to my area and were thinking to run for school board. So after going to a few meetings and paying attention, she said, "My God, this is so this is so foreign to me. This is not how we do education." And so she started telling me how they handle it in India, and then when she lived in the UK, how it was there and what have you. And we do, we limit our kids so much. I think that, you know, in some other countries, they offer so much more. They look at the child in a different way, in a wider way, and not just got to get them to college, got to get them a piece of paper and a discussion. I just find it interesting. But we were really talking earlier about how these institutions are where the government kind of forces you to send your children, but there are other options, right?
Absolutely. And after COVID, parents not only see value in other options, they're actively seeking them. But the barrier for a lot of families is the cost. And so with more and more school choice being passed nationwide, that barrier is being broken down. It has tremendous momentum, but it's still not reaching the masses of families other than in Arizona, what Governor Doug Ducey passed this last July, the universal school choice for all students in Arizona. But across the country, we're seeing this grassroots movement of parents demanding choice for their students. And like I said, more and more school choice bills are being passed. As of May 2021, 30 states put forth upwards of 50-plus total school choice bills. So it's definitely momentum. So much has happened. But that universal school choice, that's the game changer. That's where you transform overnight the market in a state that goes from this K-12 public school monopoly to free market principles where parents are empowered, you know, it's going to rise up the quality. And parents can take that money, and it doesn't have to be just a traditional public school or a private school. It might be for homeschool, tutor, a learning pod, micropod, online, a combination, you know, this idea that you don't just have to go to one place to receive your K-12 education. Parents are getting creative and unbundling it to meet the gifts and interests and unique learning needs of their children. So they might go to this provider for certain subjects or extracurriculars here and there. And it makes education something where the parent's the driver, instead of a massive school district or a public system that really just resembles the exact same thing of the industrial era.
Dr. Ingram, you're not suggesting that parents could possibly know what's best for their children, are you really?
You know, nobody loves their child better than parents, despite what Randy Weingartner says. I don't know if you saw that tweet about a month ago where the teacher unions were saying, you know, it was actually not Randy's organization. It was the National Education Association, NEA, said, you know, nobody loves kids better and knows what's best for them than teachers. And I love Betsy DeVos fired right back and said, with all wisdom, I think you misspelled parents. It's not teachers that know best for what children need. It's their parents. And that's so powerful. I mean, might have been a little sarcasm to it, but, you know, it's reality. And those parents, now they're seeing that they need to advocate for their child. They had a window, front row seat during COVID, into those classrooms to see what was being taught, some very woke agendas at the expense of core curriculum learning. But they also saw, like, what wasn't being taught, this huge void. Their children were not progressing and developing. They had that window, and parents have been enlightened. They're rising up, and things are going to move. Governor Doug Ducey's coming out of office here in just a few days as he's at term limit after 8 years of phenomenal leadership and passing universal school choice in this last session. But I was just talking to another governor about a month ago at Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, and it's number one thing on his agenda is to get universal school choice in in Oklahoma, just like Arizona. So right now the question is, which state's going to be next? Because something that seemed not possible even in my lifetime, now the precedent's been set, thanks to Governor Doug Ducey, that it can be a reality. You know, educational freedom can be achieved at the state level. The benefits are enormous, not just the children's education, the benefits to the state, societal benefits, workforce, economy. Yeah. It's so far-reaching. You know, look at Arizona right now. Families are moving into Arizona out of neighboring states, California, for example, because they are empowered there to send their child to the school of their choice. And so states that move this direction, tremendous benefits, obviously for the family, but for the state.
Yeah, it's amazing. Again, here in California, to your point, when the governor did kind of put a squash on the charter schools, you start to see things called co-ops coming up. A lot of the churches got together and started offering classes or a place for the kids to come and get an education. Homeschool groups are popping up all over the place. And these pseudo, as of late that I've seen, these pseudo academies that are popping up where they're actually a homeschooling group, but they do it under the umbrella of an academy so they can get the help that they need, get the resources that they need to make things happen. So to your point, parents are seeing what went down. They feel in some cases they can't make a change at the public school level, so they're taking it upon themselves, getting together with each other, and finding different ways to educate their children, which I personally believe it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got a national teacher shortage crisis right now, and that's kind of interesting because public school enrollment has plummeted. But they've staffed up despite the student numbers going down. And so we have what, you know, they term a teacher shortage crisis. Because teachers are flocking out of these traditional public schools just like families are. So the enrollments come down. But as those teachers exit, you know, either early retirement, you know, going to a different education establishment to teach, whether it's a private school, an online school, they're also real creative and saying, hey, I can make more money with a little bit of innovation and ingenuity, start my own micro school. I can offer tutoring for small groups of students. I can have a learning pod in my neighborhood. And so these teachers that are flocking out of these traditional public schools, they're becoming education entrepreneurs, which is really exciting. And so, yes, it's parents, it's people from the profession that are staffing these different learning environments, particularly micro schools. But it's also educators that say, hey, there's a better way to do this. And they are truly thriving and enjoying working in a system that's just not racked with bureaucracy, but a place where it's all about learning. And they're getting back to the core academics with those kids, and kids are engaged and excited, far different than what they were seeing in their large traditional public schools.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because my listener, I recently won my election, and those are the things that I ran on. Look, I'm getting back to reading, writing, and arithmetic. That schools should not be teaching, you know, moral values and that kind of thing. That's, you know, that's left for the home. Teachers should not be teaching, or public schools should not be teaching about, you know, religion or what have you. They should be teaching reading, writing, arithmetic. That's what we send our kids there for. And the social justice stuff that has creeped in over the last, truly creeped in for my district, I mean, over the last 5 to 8 years, it's just amazing to me. So I can see us moving to that direction. We've got a lot more coming up after the break, people. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Baby, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution, seriously. And the way you do that is you get informed. Once you get informed, it's easy to have those conversations with people. Well, it's easier to have those conversations with people. Nobody has to come in behind you and clean it up, if you would. Dr. Kerry Ingram joins me. She's an expert on school choice and education reform. She's a director in Fellows Discovery Institute's American Center for Transforming Education. And it's been a pleasure having you on with me today. I love the insight you have on education.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here. Looking forward to continuing this conversation.
Well, you know, it's again, you want to talk about what's happening in public schools. I totally agree with you when you're talking about the majority of what we talk about today, the equity, diversity, inclusion, social emotional learning. I've been on the board 14 years. We talk about, or we talk and deal with this stuff about 60 to 70% of the things that we're dealing with at the board level. 10 years ago, 12 years ago, didn't even hear these words. You know?
Yeah, you know, I wrote an article recently called equity, in quotes, this new defined equity, is eroding education. And the reason I wrote that article was to point out how far gone we are. Equity is consuming, it's dominating K-12 public education as well as elite private schools. And it surpassed the goal of education, this goal of equity, achieving this. It's no longer about providing that equal opportunity, but it's forcing these uniform performance outcomes. And in essence, what it's doing is it's dumbing down education. It's going to the lowest denominator. They're stripping away opportunities for high-performing students, you know, accelerated classes, gifted and talented programs, dual credit, honor roll, all in the name of uniform outcomes. And, you know, it's got to be just the greatest fulfillment of that concept of the bigotry of low expectations, because you're not calling up students to learn into the highest standard and that belief that you can achieve. It's saying, no, you're stuck down here. But to make that look okay, to make it fair, in essence, we're going to keep everybody else down. And what a disservice to those individual students, as well as the future of our country.
Oh, totally agree with you. And again, back to what we were talking about earlier, these kids that are getting the education, I was my guest in the last hour, we were talking about systemic racism. And he says, and I agree with him now, it does exist, but it doesn't exist the way we hear it. Think about who has been suffering under education for the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. The black and Hispanic community suffer big time. And yet it's the same group that keeps telling us with more money they can help them. And they still don't get the education they deserve. I would say they're worse off today than they were 20 and or 30 years ago when it comes to education. Do you agree?
Yeah, you know, and back to what Governor Doug Ducey said, you know, you're keeping them locked. Those politicians, those union leaders, they're keeping poor and minority children locked in these public schools. You know, they're doing all they can to shut down charter schools. California is one example. In the name of, it's going to hurt poor and minority students. But you look at the data, you look who wants to go and who enrolls when they have the opportunity in a charter school, and those students thrive according to data on a large scale. Now, not in every case, you know, like there's never a perfect scenario. You know, some students thrive in traditional public school, but by large part, the student learning gains that we see in charter schools of poor and minority students as compared to traditional public schools is unbelievable. Thomas Sowell wrote an excellent book about this. And in New York City, there's several charter schools that are housed inside of traditional public schools. So you've got kids from the same neighborhood, the same background, going to the same school building, but totally different school environments, led by different leadership, and the results couldn't be farther apart. And so it just, you know, it breaks down that lie that, you know, anytime kids have school choice, you're hurting poor students. It's just not true.
Oh, no kidding. So a mayor in Los Angeles about 15 years ago, and I can't remember his name, he passed an ordinance, if you would, or a ruling for the city, that parents could take over a failing school. And they did that. They had a school in particular where they had a 70-some-odd percent dropout rate. And they gave a contract to, and I think it was Green Thumb, but I'm not sure. It was like Green Thumb Charter or Green Something Charter Schools. And within 2.5 years, they turned that school around to almost totally the opposite. They had over an 80% graduation rate, and the other kids, they were helping. They weren't just dropouts, but they were having trouble getting through. And they, what they said was the first thing they did when they went into the schools was that they fired every teacher whose comment was just trying to get these kids through the school. That was it. They used that as a baseline. And then they came in and they made sure they had a safe school, safe surroundings, food for the kids, stayed with the kids when they needed help, offered classes for them and stuff like that. And the kids excelled in those areas. But it took a charter school coming in. It took the parents taking it back over to show the government how it's done. And it's amazing to me that the government will look at those successes and will not implement those same things in other public schools. I mean, you've seen the same thing, have you not?
Yes, you know, and this makes me chuckle as you're talking. Government doesn't run things well. I mean, have you been to the post office, let alone the post office in December?
Yeah.
The inefficiency, the lack of just good financial stewardship, it's not best practices for serving customers, let alone, you know, business financial acumen. And so look at education. It's no different than these other government services, but it's far worse. Parents can do a better job, charter schools, micro schools, virtual schools. You know, we really need to free up parents to have the choice, because as they do, more and more educational entrepreneurs are going to come on the scene to meet that demand. They're going to drive the cost down. We already see private schools, they've been around, you know, for decades and decades. And on a national level, the average private school tuition is just over $12,000. And let me tell you what the average public school spending per year, it's almost $17,000. And so just look at what happens when you get big government out of the way. The inefficiency skyrockets financially, but also the learning results. And so I advocate for educational freedom for so many reasons. Better learning for kids, that free market principle, innovation. You know, we've got kids sitting in rows and trying to teach a different generation the way we taught students, prepare them to work in a factory, let alone today, you know, in our technology advanced world that's rapidly changing. It's just nonsense. And so parents need to be empowered. The question today is, you know, is Governor Ducey in Arizona, that term limit steps out, he's passing the torch. Who's going to be next? Which state? And that's going to take parents rising up, community leaders, to say, hey, we want parents to be the driver. We want to break up this monopoly. It's not working. It hasn't been working. And not only is it not educating kids, but it's gone so far woke that not only are kids not getting education, they're getting this indoctrination that in many, many cases, sadly, it's teaching kids to hate their country and to have questions about their basic identity, male, female, starting in kindergarten. I mean, the disservice we're doing to our children, it's just horrific. And there's a better way, and that's putting that control and that empowerment in the hands of their parents.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm as I said earlier, 100% into parental choice. And it's funny how the teachers union here in California has turned that into, oh, so you think parents should have a say in, you know, what the curriculum is and what to teach and how to teach them. You know what? I'm not suggesting that a parent should sit down and go through the lesson plan and tell the teacher how to teach. That's not the job here. But I do believe that a parent can walk in into a biology class and say, you're not teaching my son or daughter that gender is fluid, from, you know, in a biology, not happening. And I think that's what we need to allow them to do. They need to make sure the kids are being taught properly, that they're being taught in that in subject matter that they're in there with, that we're not getting, and I haven't talked to you about this, but we're not having 16, 19 history being taught in history class, and true government is being taught as well.
Yeah, you know, the stuff that our kids need today, they're not getting. You and I on the break were talking about personal finance. Well, civics is not another one. They're just not getting that.
Nope.
Civics today in government, while it's not required in any state, where it is and where it is offered as an elective, it has transformed over the last few years. Instead of being traditional history, to being this radical, extreme social justice indoctrination of our children.
Dr. Carrie, we're up against it, and can you tell people quickly where they can get more information about you?
Absolutely. I'm at Discovery Institute. You can go to discovery.org/education. I'd love to have you join us as a subscriber, receive all of our K-12 education articles. Also, month of December,